formulaic to have a steel guitar, but during the Chicago World Fair, a bunch of Hawaiian musicians came over to the United States. Hawaii was a newly acquired state. And a guitarist, a steel guitarist named Laney McIntyre, wrote this next song with Mr. Jimmy Rogers.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
shadow pulls behind. Oh, when I think of how you love me and you care for me so kindly, that enclosed me and kept me from all harm. Oh, I want to take you with me across some sorrow's water. Like a child running to its mother's arms. Love and compassion, lightning flashing, rain. Oh, fear is great bliss, primordial radiant wisdom, help us to overcome some sorrow's rushing tide. Arm us and bombard, from hatred, jealousy, and pride. Love and compassion, lightning flashing. There's many songs you'd like to hear that I haven't talked about yet. What? What? Oh, that's a hard one.
Bluegrass Boy.
Well, I'll tell you the story of the three Mexican Air Force. Down in South Texas, there's a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Everyone's welcome anytime they want to come by. In fact, we greet them with a good old mini Pearl Howdy! Let me hear a good mini Pearl Howdy. We were sitting around in the campfire one night. Surprise. despising ourselves, searching for the spiritual sport. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude and hombre, with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, and lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out the smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Pivots? Howdy! We're vegetarians." "Veggie what?" "Oh, say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, pulled on our cotton drawstring mail-order yoga trousers with the extra flap, and slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up the bottom of your feet to keep your chi moving like Elvis. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude, he called himself Beauregard Hooligan, out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed the board. He motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat. I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the cloths out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught us adrift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to old Beauregard to express my appreciation for the Zen-like quality of his work. And he just smiled and said to me, spiraled upwards, we were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when a song came to my mind.
Made out of love. smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico. I get burned by the sun every time I go to Mexico. Every kind of rig that's ever been made.
a week or so ago. So some great artists, and but none better than Peter Rowan. Let's make him welcome.
Thank you.
far across the Mississippi, out on the open plains, in an Oklahoma cow town, where the sky begins to rain. In the dusty rundown honky tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed. Thumbing through the magazine, he can't even read. Tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost. The homestead act in the dust bowl, every county paid the cost. Great white father promised to treat his children all the same. When Indian Territory was Oklahoma's name, Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half breed kid to try to settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no. He's a local guitar hero. He sings straight from the heart. And his jib jar is just a jungle of worn out dollar bills. He makes his bread and grocery in a local bar and grill. When he starts picking that old guitar, well, people turn and stare. When he starts singing them songs he wrote that are magic in the air. He can heal your wounded heart, he can set your spirit free. He can raise your hopes to be the very best that you can be. Oh, Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle.
Division Loving you.
wash against the sky. Empty brush strokes for my darling. We never said our last goodbye. Outside the bus watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east. And Mr. Bill Monroe came off the bus and he came walking up to me and he said, Pete Rones. He always called me plural. He knew me. Pete Rones, listen good to this and don't you ever forget it. He sang his melody and I put some words to it. We were proud of the song, we wrote it together. It's called Walls of Time.
U.S. country music, they call him the father of the family that started it all, the Carter family. Yeah. I'd like to play you a couple of their songs, and by way of introducing also a tune that, well, I'll tell you as we go along, but Jeanette Carter was really generous to me, and band I have, she always put us on up there at the Carter family pool up there in Hilton, Virginia. And when Jerry Douglas and I made our record called Yonder, we were thinking a lot of those folks up there. So I hope you like this old time number here. Thank you.
Thank you.
sort of known as the snow country. And maybe some of you have been up in that part of the world. And when I was a kid, you know, the snow was up to my chest, and I, for a long time, thought how deep the snow was back then, until I realized I was only 2.5 feet tall. My snow country girl was so kind. Great sound, wonderful hall. Real nice to be with you folks. Thanks for coming out. I'm going to play one more here and take a little break and get the drums set up and my drum solo. And I want to finish up with a song that was kind of a fluke hit song in the U.S. I had headed out to California and was playing with Jerry Garcia and Vassar Clemens and David Grisman and a little old band called Old and In the Way. And Jerry was so open-minded that all the other tunes that every band I'd been in had rejected as being too something, country maybe. Garcia, you know, he just had a big old broad grin, but he nod at his head and say, yeah, that's it. And then on the end of the Land of the Navajo, you know, I would kind of look at him like, have I gone far enough? And he'd go, God. It's like Jack Kerouac over at City Lights Books listening to Allen Ginsberg read Howl. Kerouac is in the back with his jug of wine going, go, man, go! So I carried that on into Bill Monroe's band, too. You hear the tapes from when we were with the band. We challenged Bill. And we were all yelling at him, go, man, go! Well, we learned that from Little Richard and, you know, Carl Perkins and all those people.
Too confusing, darling, we're better off in bed. Don't you be searching all them joints.